قال الله تبارك وتعالى
أخير أنت
وقل جاء الحق وزهق.
This is how members of Al Shabaab treat the shrines of those they opposed. By smashing it to pieces. Here in the town of Kismayo in southern Somalia, Al Jazeera filmed these exclusive pictures in December. The graves of old sheikhs desecrated. Now, 5 months later, Al-Shabaab, or the youth movement, has extended its control across the country. It's still fighting for the capital, Mogadishu, and is yet to enter the seat of the government in Badail.
We will establish Islamic rule from Alaska and Chile to South Africa, Japan, Russia, to Solomon Islands, and all the way to Iceland. Be warned, we are coming.
In Kismayo, fighters roam through the streets on the back of pickup trucks, among them a French national.
We shall welcome any Muslim from any part of the world who wants to join us. We will allow him to wed our daughters and share our farms. Many have already died fighting our cause, and many others are here with us.
Next week, an intelligence report is due to be presented to the US Congress. It reportedly states Al-Shabaab has up to 1,000 foreign fighters in its ranks. Somalia's president, Sheikh Sharif Sheikh Ahmed, is blaming them for inciting the violence. On Monday, he said,
Somalia is being invaded by foreign fighters whose main purpose is to turn the country into an Afghanistan or an Iraq.
The dynamics of war in Somalia are changing. A month ago, Al-Shabaab allied with the Islamic Party. However, Somalia's Sufi Islamists have since taken up arms to fight them. Different groups with different visions of Islam pitted against each other. In a country mired in conflict and violence for the last 18 years. Nicole Johnston, Al Jazeera.